بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Last year we discussed certain ahadith from the chapter known as Kitabul Fitan. So continuing with that chapter, we will try and mention two ahadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned, يُوشِكُ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرُ مَالِ الْمُسْلِمِ غَنَمٌ يَتَّبِعُ بِهَا. That soon a time will come where the best wealth of a believer will be sheep and goats. يَتَّبِعُ بِهَا شَعَفَ الْجِبَالِ وَمَوَاقِعَ الْقِطَرِ. And then because of that sheep and goats, he has to always be going. Normally sheep and goats will look for the best grazing area. The best grazing area for them is the place where others can't go. So the higher they go in the mountain, the better the grass is. But you have to go up there, you have to climb, which means it's not going to be easy. وَمَوَاقِعَ الْقَطَرِ, searching for places where the rain falls. So where there's a drought in one place, then you have to make hijrat, you're moving to another place. And Allah's system is the clouds move all over. So the farmer, when he sees no rain is coming in one place, he can't say, but this is my house, this is my environment, this is my comfort. The one who looks after his animals, he has to make hijrat. And he has to go searching for an environment which will look after him. So a couple of things are mentioned in this narration. One is, خَيْرُ مَالِ الْمُسْلِمِ, the best wealth of a believer. And the ahadith we mentioned when we started this chapter of Al-Fitan, where some people are asking, and many a time they do ask, like this one hadith, does it refer to this one thing? So our answer always is that such wording was used in the ahadith that it refers to all the things. When it spoke about a time will come where the shoelace of man will speak. So if someone says, does it refer to the gadget that we got now, the mic? Then we'll say also that. And he says, if something else comes out after a while, which could be like a strap on a phone, on a watch, and with the watch it talks to him, then it looks like a strap. Can it be that? We'll say also that. And who knows how far it will go, that it will come so close to the real word, that some of the ahadith, a time will come where you will find it exactly as it was mentioned. But you will see it going throughout errors, and in every error you will be able to see something, and you will say, this is what was intended. So we were going to find a time what we was is going to call the era of technology. And technology looks like a very good thing. It doesn't look like anything bad. But we all know around technology, many people have gotten bitten. There's hardly a person who today doesn't say, I saw the harm, or I never saw the harm of the phone. Marriages broke. But that phone, he looks so simple. As though like he smiles in that corner. Husband and wife now are fighting. One killed the other perhaps. Everything happened the day WhatsApp entered their house. They never knew YouTube before. But that phone, he just smiles. That same smile that he had on day one, without a scratch. How much they made, so much of effort, no one must touch it. It must always be charged. It must have the covered screen guard. Water must never enter. It was like the baby in the corner. But what a baby it was. It made its noise and it made mummy and daddy fight till the ending. How it smiled. So normally in the era of technology, the wealth which the world regards as the best wealth, which means the most new, the most unique, the thing that is most up to date, and that which is out of date, that which is regarded as primitive, that which is not something manufactured is regarded as, you can't use this. To get meat is normal. To get a sheep is abnormal. You have a sheep in your backyard, people will laugh at you. You have a braai in your backyard, the whole world loves you. So to buy meat is no problem, but to have a sheep is a major problem. That you're living in an era where you don't need real things, you can just get unreal. In the past, our animals were injected. We perhaps will see the time where we're going to eat meat which will not be the meat of a sheep. It will now be the meat which is grown in someone's backyard. And it will be cheaper than this meat, but it will make no difference because science will come out and say that the sheep, corona spread amongst them also. So to save yourself, buy the sheep grown in the backyard. And the world will buy it. You might laugh, you'll say, how will they ever buy something like that? You'll wonder how they ever bought margarine. The world, when they went for margarine, we were small at that time. Every shop had it. That advised by the health doctors of the world, it will save you from all heart diseases. It was called the Heart Foundation of South Africa, of the world. Wherever you moved in the aisle, margarine. How the hell doctors of the world came together to pass the thing, who knows? Which hell doctors also, we don't even know which they are. Just that one logo caught everyone's mind. Within a few years, when a time came where we saw that era, where people started saying, butter is healthy, the other party said, butter is unhealthy. Butter will make you sick, butter will make you fat, butter will make you die. And poor margarine, he just sat in the corner and laughed. That whoever thought people will buy me. That he was nothing, he was manufactured, but how they went for that plastic? How they went? In this madrasa, once upon a time, they used to serve margarine breakfast then. And in darulums, normally when people donate also margarine, they'll donate that low class. They understand that students' stomachs can dissolve anything. So, we were students at that time. Sometimes you would see that margarine, some students would throw it in that basin. And you'll put hot water on, hot water, and still it doesn't melt. You just smiling. Wonder when that thing entered your stomach, what the thing will happen. How it can't die, can't burn in that plastic. How they change the world on that. So up to date will be what the world is going towards. Now look at this narration, it said the best wealth of a Muslim will be ghanam. Even in the animal world, a man would first say, I want the camel. Then that man will say, I want horses. He will look for something strong and big. Something that got life. Something that can look after itself. In today's time, we pay a lot when we say, I want to buy a sheep. Qurbani time, we say 2,000. But in the past, the value of the sheep was like the value of a couple of grains of wheat. It wasn't expensive. You will see it in certain masail where they'll say, okay, you can do this or that. You'll wonder, one sheep or this, how the two are equal. Sheep had no value. One is you had to look after it. One, it could die any night. One is the wolf can come and grab it. One is every few days another sheep is becoming weak, they just slaughter. Every time a mehman comes, it's not like today you slaughter one qurbani time, it lasts you the whole year. Because they never had that freezers. One mehman comes means one sheep is gone. That sheep had no real value. It wasn't the thing that was prized by everyone. What a narration. It said, soon the time will come where the best wealth of the believer will be that which is regarded by all as the most inferior. Ghanamun. And not just any sheep. That sheep where you have to make a lot of effort behind it. That this sheep got an appetite for something that's high on the top there. So the shepherd now, the owner, one is the shepherd goes behind it. But now you, the owner, running behind your sheep. Making so much of effort going to the top of the mountain. Moving from place to place because of that sheep. What the narration was saying is like sometimes when we tell a person who says, all my problems started the day I got the phone. And then we say, so leave the phone. You say, my business is on the phone. My business is on the phone. A time will come where the best wealth of a believer will be that which is the furthest from what the world calls the best. The furthest. We see those people who got that old phone. That thing doesn't need to be charged. It keeps its battery forever. When that thing falls, you don't want to see that heart ever pop out. The guy knows he doesn't break this thing. No one steals that. Even if the man steals, they look at it and give it back to you. That old phone. But you see some people who got it. It takes them so long to send that SMS. Just trying to say, wa alaikum assalam. So hard. Yushiku. A time will come where the best wealth of a believer will be that. That he'll have to make that effort. When I see him trying to put in that message, I think of that man climbing the mountain with his sheep. I say, you like one of those. Searching for that grass. Going far. Meaning he has to make an effort. And he hasn't got always the best, what you call, connection. He hasn't got the best phone. So how that man is moving from place to place looking for where the rain is falling. This man is going place to place looking where he can get signal. He hasn't got signal. So others will laugh and will say, you're out of date. The hadith said, perhaps that will be the best wealth of a believer. That keeps him out. يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. And what made him go to that sheep? Not that he was poor. But he only went to that simple, backward, running away from. Because he said, the protection of my deen is now in this year. يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. A hadith like this takes us to the height of what is called mubalagha. That this is what you must aim for. And while aiming for that day, wherever you can reach, Mubarak to you. But you have to have a goal in life. At the moment, mine and your goal is that we must be the most tip-top. Even if you become an alim, you must be a smart alim, a modern alim, a unique alim. You must have that pen which even the normal accountant doesn't own. So you'll have that pen. The other day, one friend gave me one pen. Smart pen it was, very smart. So I told him, like he could see on my face, because he doesn't ever see a pen in my pocket. He said, no, this is not a pen, this is itar. It's an itar pen. So you press normally to write, this one you press and itar comes out. Itar. Or a smart pen. So you'll have the pen, you'll have the pencil. I know when we were in madrasa, we never have much to write, but just to get that nice pencil and pen set made you feel, I'm a muhakkik of the era. Couple of colors and then the work is done. Everyone will make sure my pen sits in its place. My comb must be there. Then my kurta must have no crease. We would see Hazrat Hakim Sahab, I think on a Friday, Juma, they would iron that kurta. The rest of the week it would be like just that creased cloth he was wearing. But he had khadims who could give him the best kurta in the world. But they reached a level where they understood you're going to go running behind smart things, it's going to destroy your everything. Don't run behind it. There must be a goal in life. My goal is sheep. And on that way, wherever you can be, as simple as possible. It's not going to be easy because we're entering the time where everything is going to burst. But when you got a goal, simplicity, that thing which is hard to use, that thing which the others will laugh at, that thing which is regarded as backward, and you say written on top of it, خَيْرُ مَالُ الْمُسْلِمِ. The best wealth of the believer. My Allah, my Nabi said. Then when you have to buy a phone, you'll always think first, do I need it? Not can I afford it? Because you'll think of that خَيْرُ مَالُ الْمُسْلِمِ, and you'll see the sheep making its meh meh, and you'll see the phone saying, take me, take me. And then you might take it still, but when you take it, you'll take it with that, Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of what this thing has been made for. Because it's coming with a new world. It is coming with so much of fitan, so much of fitan, that every time a new email comes, I think a new era has started. Every time a new email comes, I think a new era has started. That what we never thought could be happening is already happening in a big way. Big way. We have to write answers like, it is not right, or it is not farz upon you to disgrace the ulama. So if you want to speak, you can speak. Otherwise, just break your relationship now. But what makes us have to write that? That we don't want the ulama to be disgraced in the public. But they are doing such things also. That if the devil puts it in the minds of those people with who they are doing, that just speak. then the whole reputation of so many ulama can just collapse. And how the world will be thrilled about it. Talking that Maulana, what he's doing, he can never give a bayan after that. So much of work which he could have done, all collapsed. What starts it with? Technology started it. Every time a new email comes, a new error is starting. The new error is starting because a new gadget has been created. يُوشِكُ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرُ مَا لِلْمُسْلِمِ. The best wealth of a believer will be that which is so simple. That one sheep. Running behind that sheep, hey, let's go in. And then moving from place to place to find your environment. So why we said this is the person says, it's too hard to leave my phone. How will I do my business? This narration is saying, even if your business is only a sheep, you're still going to survive. A business is not going to collapse. Even if your business is a sheep and you got nothing to eat, so he goes looking far by the mountaintop. He goes looking for where rain is falling. Even then, you're going to survive. But if you're only worried about how your business is going to survive, perhaps your deen will not survive. يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Now when we think of these narrations, we always say that man and that man and that man. That's why I mentioned to you, I'm speaking about the ulama themselves must start running to save their deen. Whether others save it or not, there was a time where you will say, you the lifeguard, go and save the man drowning. In today's era, we're saying we are drowning. We are drowning, get out of the water. We're no longer the lifeguards. The time has come where the ulama themselves are drowning. He could be helping someone in a marriage problem. Suddenly he is in the marriage problem. He fell in love with her and he's having problems with his wife. He's telling her husband, you have to divorce her, I have to divorce her. Doesn't know that he already told her, let him divorce you, I'll marry you. That's why he got so much of shock. You must divorce, you must divorce. He wants the marriage to break. He's in his own problem. She's asking him some menstrual, some haze questions. He's making mutala whole night, finding that hard, hard masail, which normally we'll just say, ask another auntie. But he's so worried about her haze, because he's in her blood. He's drowning in that. Otherwise, where that wife is saying, the wife will complain that my cousins, or they need to a haze masala, they must ask me. I'm the wife. And then if I don't know the answer, I'll ask my husband, the grand mufti of the country. He says, no, be cool. You must be cool a little bit. This is a hot topic. It's not cool at all. Be cool. It can't be so hard. Let them ask. In that way, they go swimming. Where it starts, where it ends. Where the lifeguards today are drowning themselves. The cry is, we all have to get out of the waters. So the first group to save themselves have to be the ulama. If they can be dry, then at least those in the water can grab onto them and pull themselves out of the water. But if the alim himself is in the water, he himself is writing a fatwa, you mustn't do this, do this, do this, and while he's writing it one side, he's doing it the other side. You've got two phones, two lives. يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. And the second narration was to explain how far and how fast and where it will come. A sahabi radiallahu anhu says, أَشْرَفَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ عَلَىٰ أُطُمْ مِنْ أَعْطَامِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once climbed to one of the mountains, like high mountains of Medina Munawwara. And then he said, can you see what I see? So the sahabi said, no. He said, إِنِّي لَأَرَى الْفِتَنِ تَقَعُوا خِلَالَ بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَوَاقِعِ الْمَطَرِ. He said, I see fitan falling upon your houses, going into your houses, like how rain falls. Again, it will be asked, like regarding what was this? And sometimes in shuruhat you might find, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. Such a unique word was used to describe the fitan till the ending. Like how rain comes and it doesn't stop. First thing the narration mentioned is when it's going to start, it's not going to stop. How rain sometimes comes hard and it sometimes comes soft. Sometimes there will be times where you will see it, you will hear it, you will be scared of it. The rain will be coming hard, but it's coming. So the world says, COVID is out. Someone is having a dream. Dajjal is out. Someone is making dua. Khatams are taking place. You're feeling the rain. And sometimes the rain comes, but you don't feel it. Then the man is sleeping at night and he's not bothered. But drop by drop, it's entering the house. Sometimes when you don't hear it, it causes more damage to the wood than when you hear it. So slowly, slowly. Like how rain comes, it's coming. But that khilala buyutikum, in your houses. That was the scary part of the narration. That where you would say in the past, that run away from fitan, come in your house and stay in your house. Today we're seeing what an example of this narration. Where we say the most dangerous place for an individual is to be home alone. Where in the past the man would get upset with his wife always visiting her mother. That's why we always had mother-in-law problems. Always going to your mother. Today he's rushing to say, when are you going to your mother? As soon as the husband says, when are you going to your mother? Don't worry, take your time. You must know there's something happening at home. Something happening at home. In the excuse of Taraweeh, the man would say, I got 1.5 hours. That's the best. I wait for Ramadan. Wait for Ramadan. Because my wife knows I'm not just going for a quick Isha. It's a long Taraweeh. And you don't know where he's reading. So the people of Masjid say, I think he's reading there. They say, I think he's reading here. He's doing Taraweeh or somewhere else. 1.5 hours, he comes back at night like he's full of noor. So he made his mi'raj on that night. Home alone today is the worst fitan. Taqa'u khilala buyutikum. I see it coming in your houses. We found an era where the fitan really came in the house. Came right in. Hit the old man, the old woman, the young child. Small baby, that child is also caught. He's looking at something. Old uncle, he's caught. He's looking at something. Taqa'u khilala buyutikum. When fitan will be able to come right into your houses, the question is then where will you save yourself? The narration was mentioned why from the beginning when we started Kitabul Fitan was not that Allah's Nabi wanted to make us scared. It was he wanted to make us wake up. That you must be listening to the rain. Even if the others say it's over, you must say it's not over. Sometimes when the blast ends, that's when the killing starts. We explained this example a lot of times. That when that Iraqi war took place, and when they announced the war is now over, then those soldiers, they pulled out that mask. And they themselves ran into all the poison. To celebrate, we won after they all died. They ran into the fitan. We and you at the moment now, when there's this COVID fear, you'll see a lot of people have become very pious. Very pious. They're not going out where they would go once upon a time because they're seeing death in front of them. But let it just wrap up. And we know it is going to wrap up. This COVID fitan is going to wrap up, which everyone is making dua for. But I just have a feeling that after it wraps up according to the world, we are going to see such disasters which we could never imagine ever. With regards to the iman of people. This fitan that has been created hasn't been just to kill a couple of people in the world, although they are killing. It hasn't been made for population control, although they're doing it. There's something behind this which is big. So the day this thing is wrapped up, it means the big thing will start then. When you hear preparations of the machine, you hear bang, 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 you hear a lot of sounds. But as the bang starts getting softer, it means the machine is getting ready. Now they're only tightening screws now. And after a while it becomes so quiet. Then when that gates are lifted and that machine comes out, then it's disaster for everyone. So be able to listen to the rain. Hard rain, we hear it. Everyone hears it. We make dua at that time. Allah, save me from lightning. Let it not destroy me. Kamawaqi'il matar, like how rain falls. Sometimes it will be soft rain. But the people of Iman must be able to listen to it also. And when everyone is no longer scared, the people of Iman must become even more scared. The disaster has come. I mustn't be the first to fall in the disaster. So two narrations. One is, may Allah bless me and you all with an eye that can see the fitan, with a heart that can understand the fitan, with a power that can save us from falling in the fitan, with a tongue that we are able to explain the fitan to ourselves and to the rest of the world. And the first narration is, may Allah bless me and you with an inclination towards that which is simple, with an inclination to be more behind instead of more ahead. To let somebody else take the first step and me to come after 1 or 2 years. After all the harm was already shown, then I say, I'll also try it now. Don't be the one who jumps in and says, I did it. Instead of being like a role model. And especially in today's time where it got to do with follow me. Everyone wants to be the first. If a shop opens, I want to be the first who ate the first burger. If some shop opened, I want to be the first who bought the first kurta. A phone came out, I want to be the first who got the first phone. And not just for myself, so that immediately I can put it on my status. And that everyone will say, wow. This narration said the best wealth of the believer is if you put your sheep on your status. I'm going looking for grass, you can carry on looking for meat. May Allah Tawarukala bless us all with an inclination to that which is simple. That is the hifazat of the Iman for the coming era. The more behind you are, the less chance of getting bit. The more behind you are, the less chance there is that you will get bitten. One reason why the madrasa made that law that we allow the simple phone, and we don't allow the other phone. Although it's not said loudly, but we all know that everyone got now two phones. The simple phone and the other phone. But at least one benefit was that at least that simple phone is being bought in the world. Otherwise no one will buy that simple phone. At least students, they'll all go buy that simple phone. May Allah make us, we get that I can live with it. I can live with it. There are many friends already who say, I keep the simple one and my wife keeps the other one. And when I need to see it at night, then there is that phone. And they're living. And their businesses are really booming. So the story about my business, my mufala is on the phone. That's a unique thing today. Majority of my mufala is on the phone. Take the phone away from the student. You say, all my tahqiq is on the phone. Everything is on the phone. We know that. But other things are also on the phone. That's the problem. And if it's not there now, it's coming. It's not there now, it's coming. She's knocking behind, something's knocking behind. And one day when you're tired and you finish read one sharah, and a second sharah, and a third sharah, and you're just tired at that time. And when it's tired, that's when the mind becomes tired, the heart becomes tired. At that time you say, let's just see the news. And from the news you say, let's just see this, and this, and this. And later on you ask, where did you end? He will say it started with the sharah of Quduri, where he started, where he ended. May Allah Tawarakala bless us with hifazat from the coming times, inclination to that which is simple, and may Allah bless us with the ability to see fitan and to protect ourselves from fitan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.